Reggie handles land acquisition and permitting for young homes. He favors blue jeans and cowboy boots even in big meetings. A friend of mine who does the same thing, and he's pretty good too, characterized it. Let's see, what did he say? You've got to be part banker and businessman, part riverboat gambler, part engineer, and part snake oil salesman. Young Homes had eyed Dream Street's 40 acres for 10 years, but the project had the scent of trouble. The central challenge was the low-density zoning, 2.5 acres per residence, that and the lack of sewer service. Reggie started wheeling and dealing. To solve the sewer problem, Reggie first looked at septic tanks. But septic fields shed nitrates into the groundwater, and you've got to get clearance from a very tough water control board. So Reggie proposed running a new sewer line to an off-site existing main. He then offered to dedicate a chunk of land for public use in trade for much denser zoning across the balance of the site. The Board of Supervisors signed off on the deal.